Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice in it. It's a day that we have not seen before. We have to give honor and glory to God for allowing us to see a new day. Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I'm your host, Mr. Lane, coming to you live. Amen. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Just have a couple of announcements. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected to the WOW team. Amen. Ministry Without Walls. Amen. The leader, our leader, is Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. If you want more details on how to get connected, or if you want to need a leader or a mentor, you can get in contact with her at YRYLL50@gmail.com. Or you can connect with her on Facebook at Prophetess Yvonne A. Ryle. Amen. We are Ministry Without Walls. Amen. The WOW team. Amen. Taking the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. We are a ministry that have you in mind. Amen. On Sundays, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is with Prophetess Martha Pathetic Corner from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is myself, Minister Elaine, the host of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, from 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, we have for you on Tuesday night, One Word with from the Lord, with Prophetess Yvonne Ryle as the host at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And she's also the founder of Without Walls and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Then on Friday, the first Friday of every month, amen, we have Friday night prayer conference call. Amen. Well, you will get a preach word, and everybody on the line will be prayed for. The call-in number for Friday night prayer is 1-605-475-4000, access code 494670#, and make sure that you match the pound button. Amen. Get connected to the WOW team. Amen. And as I have said earlier, if you need more details, you want to get connected with Prophetess Yvonne Ryle at yryle50@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne A. Ryle. Amen. That includes all of our announcements for today. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord, since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord, since I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, burden down. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, I feel so much better. Huh? The weight upon my shoulder is much lighter. Glory, glory, hallelujah to the name of Jesus, for he's worthy of all our praise. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus died at the cross over 2,000 years ago. You can lay your burden down, don't matter what it is. Glory to God. If you will lay your burden down at the cross, oh, hallelujah, because he don't bear every burden. Hallelujah. Just lay it down at the cross. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Aren't you glad that you got somewhere you can lay your burden down? Glory. Hallelujah. You'll feel much better if you lay down on your burden. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, that we can lay our burdens down. Oh, hallelujah. You ain't got to carry it. If you would just lay it down at the cross and leave it there. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Glory, hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for the cross. We thank you for the finished work at the cross. We thank you that Jesus carried every burden. He carried every sin. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He carried it all to the cross. And all we got to do is lay it down at the cross and leave it with you. Because you promised us in his word, in your word, that you can fix it. Oh, God, it's nothing too hard for you, oh God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray that you lay down your burden. Lay them down at the cross. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Don't pick them up no more. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, Father God. We don't know what the burden may be, God. They may need food in the house. They may need something to feed the children. They may need money to pay the bills. Maybe the lights are about to get cut off. We don't know what the burden may be. But God, we know that you are able, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now, God, that you will meet them at the point of their need, oh God. Whatever they need, oh God. If the soul is burdened down, God, lift up the spirit, God. If the mind is bound from worries and cares of this world, oh God. Oh God, heal the mind of your people right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Touch them right now, God, with the finger of your love, God. Let them hear your voice, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said in your word, everything that they need is in you. Oh, God, whatever it is they need is in you, and you're able to supply everything that they need. If they just call on the name of Jesus, lay that burden down, lay it down, lay that burden down at the cross, lay that burden down. Glory, hallelujah, lay it down. Oh, hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will lay it down and stop caring. God will make a way out of no way. He said he'll never leave you. He said he'll never forsake you. He said, I am God. Oh, there's nothing too impossible for God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of Jesus, protect the children of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the blood, but nothing but the blood that saved my sin sick soul. And the blood of Jesus can save your soul if you just call on the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal somebody right now, God. Oh, God, deliver somebody right now, God. Oh, God, deliver right now, God.
Oh, God, evil. Deliver right now, God. Heal the man right now, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, pull him out. Pull him out, Lord. Pull him out, Lord. Pull him out, Lord. Oh, God, whatever it is, God, whatever burden that it is, God, you know, you already know, God. Heal right now, God. Heal your lives and your people, God, all over this world. You sent Jesus for the whole world, that all might have life in you, oh, God. Heal, Lord. Heal the people right now, God. Oh, God. Heal them. Heal them right now. Heal them. Heal them, Lord. Oh, God. Heal the mind of the people. Oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God. Oh, God. Touch the mind, God. So I'm on the word of God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Heal them right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God. You are a deliverer, God. You are a healer, God. You can set them free, God. You can break every chain off of their lives, God. Oh, God, heal them, Lord. Break down, remove every stronghold, oh, God. Oh, God, that's over their lives right now, God. Oh, God, deliver the people, God. Oh, God, they need you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, lift the burden. Lay down the burden. Lay down the burden. Lay down at the cross. Lay down on your knees and pray unto the Lord. Oh, God, have mercy, oh, God. Oh, God, you're able to deliver. You're able to save. Oh, God, thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the sick. Pray for the shutting. We pray for those that are behind prison walls. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the widows. We pray for the orphans. We pray for all of those that need a Savior. We pray for the lost who are dying in a sinful world. They need to come out of the world and live for Jesus. Oh, God. Heal, heal, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that somebody's soul be saved. Somebody be delivered and healed and set free. Because Jesus shed his blood. He carried the cross. Oh, God, that they might have life. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, they shall live and they shall not die. Because Jesus shed his blood that they might live, that they might have life in you, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for it right now. Oh, God. We give you honor and we give you praise. We thank you. We worship you. Oh, God, for what you're getting ready to do, God. Thank you. Oh, God, we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is so and it is done. In the mighty name of Jesus, and it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. You're burdened down? Call on Jesus. You need a healer? Call on Jesus. You need a liar? Call on Jesus. Whatever you need, call on Jesus. He's able. Hallelujah. He's able to do what he said he can do. Hallelujah to Jesus. All power in his hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul feel like praising him. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. But we know that the word is what's going to keep us. Amen. Glory to God. I will be coming from Genesis today. Amen. Genesis, the 17th chapter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We do hope and pray that you tuned in to the first half of the hour of power today with Prophetess Martha. Amen. Glory to God. What a powerful word from the Lord. Amen. In your own devotional time, if you will go back and read chapter 17, 18, and 19. Amen. So that you can get an understanding of Genesis, of an understanding of what God is saying unto you.
Hallelujah. Jesus, if you don't understand it, just ask him. And say, Lord, I don't understand. Reveal your word unto me. Amen. Give me understanding. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 15. And the word of God reads, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarah, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. King of the people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Amen. Glory to God. And let's go down to verse 21. And it reads in Genesis, but my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear to be at this set time in the next year. Amen. Glory to God. The title of the message today is The Son of the Promise. The Son of the Promise. The Bible says that God had made a covenant with Abraham. In other words, he had made a promise to Abraham. And the Bible says that God had said unto Abraham that his descendants would be as much as the sand, in other words, on the beaches, the stars in the sky. God had made a covenant and a promise with Abraham that he would give him a son. Well, Abraham was a man of older age. Hallelujah to Jesus. And Sarah was a woman of older age. Oh, and a point of time of age, childbearing age. Amen. Glory to God. And the promise of God had not yet come to pass. And see, the Bible says that Sarah, hallelujah, had went to her husband, hallelujah, and said to him, to make Hagar, hallelujah, his wife, and go into her so that they could have children. Now, Sarah didn't have any children, and she wanted children. But the Bible says that Abraham did what the wife said. Now, yeah, he did what he said, but most men probably would have. Hallelujah to Jesus. But that's not what God said to promise. He did not say that Hagar would be the mother of the son of promise. He didn't say that. He said Sarah shall be the mother of the son of promise, and that would be Isaac. The Bible says that Hagar, she had a son. His name was Ishmael. But he was not the son of promise. God had made the promise to Abraham. He made it to Sarah. He made it to Abraham. But because they didn't wait. Now, Abraham, we can say Abraham was patient. It was not until his wife came and put that in his mind, and when he went on ahead and did what he had to do because of what his wife said. But we have to know as believers that everything that God has promised unto us comes in time. It don't come in our time. Hallelujah to Jesus. We may have to go through some stuff just to get that promise. And it may be years, because the Bible just told us that Abraham was 100 years old. And Sarah was 90 years old when she gave birth. Hallelujah to Jesus. When Isaac came forth. Hallelujah to Jesus. The son of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, God, when he gives you a promise, hallelujah to Jesus, it shall come to pass. It's going to come to pass. But it's going to come in his time alone. You can't rush it. You got to wait. You got to be patient. Because if they had to wait, they wouldn't have all that problem with Sarah. You wouldn't have had all that problem with her and Hannah that wound up getting all of the fuzzy. In other words, like baby mama drama, as they call it today, hallelujah to Jesus. If he had not went and did what his wife said, and if she had not convinced him to do it. You know, sometimes we got people around us that hinder us from doing what God has called us to do. They're giving us a setback. Hallelujah to Jesus. But God says we have to be patient. But you know, when you're patient, you get a little endurance in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the Bible says that the promise came to pass, and Isaac was born. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the thing that God revealed to me about this story is that Isaac represents Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Abraham would represent God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And as we look at the scriptures, the Bible says that God had tested Abraham's faith. Hallelujah. Asked Abraham to sacrifice his only son. His only son was 100 years old. I guess Abraham said, well, look, you know, this is my son. I'm 100 years old, and you're asking me to sacrifice my son. But Abraham was obedient, and he did what God had asked him to do. But God had made a way, hallelujah, that he didn't have to sacrifice his son. He gave him a ram. Hallelujah to Jesus, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Would be sacrificed for the sins of the world. See, when God gave me the revelation, he said to me, he showed it to me. It was just like a rat there. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son. Hallelujah. The Son of the promise. Because the Bible said the old prophets prophesied about a Messiah that will come, that a son would be born unto us, that will come to save his people. Glory to God. They prophesied about the birth, that a virgin Mary would have a son. See, Isaac's birth was a miracle. Jesus' birth was a miracle. Jesus came through a seed. Power. It's all about the seed. Jesus came through a seed. Glory, hallelujah. He came down 42 generations. The son of promise came. That's why Jesus said, oh, glory, hallelujah. Nobody comes through him. But through him, he's the seed. Glory to God. He's the son of promise that all might have life in him. Glory. That's why I said God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall have life and shall not perish. Hallelujah to Jesus. The son of the promise, Jesus Christ. Everything in the word of God reveals Christ. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The blood, the sacrifice. Abraham got ready to sacrifice himself. It symbolizes the love of God and how much God loved us. Hallelujah to Jesus. That he was seeing a Lamb of God. That ram was a Lamb of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There will be sacrifice and slain for the whole world. Glory to God. That they might have life. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus Christ. The Son of the Promise. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. What an awesome God, we say, hallelujah, the Son of the promise, Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He came. Jesus. He came through the Virgin Mary. Woo. He came. Hallelujah. That all might be saved all might be healed, all might be delivered. Because when the Son of promise came in the flesh, glory to God, when he came, glory, hallelujah, every promise that God had made was fulfilled. Glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. Every promise that God has told you, it shall come to pass. Glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. Just wait on God, hallelujah, because the promise shall come to pass. Your healing was in the Son of promise. Your deliverance was in the Son of promise. Your healing, your mind, your body, and your soul is in Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. It was in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Son. Jesus. Hallelujah. The Son of promise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. And in one of the chapters, they, Abraham and Sarah, they said Sarah even kind of laughed because she didn't believe. But the Bible says there's nothing too hard for God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Listen. You may not can't see it, but it's not too hard for God. It may look like that the promises are not coming to pass. It just ain't that time. Nor is it that season. You got to wait and be patient. And don't let nobody talk you into moving out of God's timing. Oh, it ain't worth it. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Wait on the promises of God. Because when God says that it's going to come to pass, you best believe that it is. That's why he said in this scripture, hallelujah, Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. Hallelujah. In this set time. In the next year. Hallelujah. Somebody probably going to come to pass. Go to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the Son of promise. That's why we ought to thank God for Jesus. We ought to thank him that he laid down his life, not because he had sin, but because we were sinful. Oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Son of promise, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He took all of that for us. He took the beating. He took the marking. He took the piercing in his side. He took all of that. He took every burden. He took every sin. He took every disease. He took all the mocking and the slamming. Because people are going to slap you around. They're going to mock you. They're going to do all kind of things against you. They're going to persecute you. They're going to talk about you. But you hold on to your promise. You hold on to what God says. Whatever God told you, it shall come to pass. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for the word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Whatever he promised you. You got to be living righteous and holy before God. You got to be doing the work of God. You got to be living for God. Oh, hallelujah. If you got to let some things go, you better let them go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't hold on to nothing. Don't look back. Don't hold on to nothing that's trying to keep you in that place because your promises are tied to the Son of promise. They're tied to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Don't walk away. Hallelujah to Jesus. His promises shall come to pass. He never promised anything. It's going to come to pass. Next year, this time, it's going to come to pass. Woo! Hallelujah. The Son of promise, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. We're running out of time. Amen. If you don't know this Jesus, if you don't know this Son of promise, if you don't know the one that came down 42 generations for you and for me, that we might have life, have eternal life in him. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. If you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you say of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible, believing church, get your Bible, and began to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Get connected to the real source, the Son of promise, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you'll be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Have a great week. Be blessed. And let no one steal your joy. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen.